I believe in finding love. Growing up, we all watched childhood movies about the princess finding her prince charming. Not only movies have made me believe in finding love, but also the people around me. They both have taught me what finding love is like. For example, Princess Tiana and the Frog were two completely different people who show that there can always be joy in a friendship, with some downfalls. Some may say finding love is outrageous, but I believe in making myself happy and others around me genuinely happy. I relate most to Princess Tiana because she had personal dreams for herself. Never in her wildest dreams did she think it would come with a prince. While they popped up in each other's life unexpectedly, they both navigated through life with each other. They had happy days and some sad ones. While their life was a fairy tale, I sometimes wondered if I would ever meet someone who could make me happy and guide me. But now I have found my Prince Naveen. This special Prince Charming has brought me out of the swampy water into the crystal clear water. I believe there will be no one else who can fulfill his spot in my life. Although we have encountered many people like Dr. Faciller, we have managed to have encouraging people like Mama Odie. Never once in high school did I think I could potentially find my high school sweetheart. Me and my prince have been through many things that most couples would call quits on, but I saw more in him than just human flaws. Sometimes in life, we judge people before we get to know who they really are, and I've gotten to know the real him over the past 2 years. It all began when I was getting over a breakup that led me to be depressed and unhappy, but one day my prince snapped me out the blue wanting to become friends. I always say it was nobody but God, because ever since that day, I have overcame so many obstacles that I didn't think I could overcome. Not only has he helped me in many ways, but I have seen a new person in him over the years. See, in today's time, wisdom and God are the only two things that will teach us how to navigate through this difficult world. I was always taught two things. How a young lady presents herself is how a young gentleman will treat you, and self-respect is how others will respect you. Those two things have really shown in my relationship with my prince. He has changed his ways because he sees that I am a young lady and not a lady who dresses for attention from others, and has enough self-respect for myself and for him also. I have learned that the way you respect yourself is how you respect your loved one. Not only has my prince changed for me, but he is also for himself. We both sat down and told each other how we felt about one another, and then wrote down new goals. If it wasn't for us being together, I would most likely have multiple counselors and he would still be doing the same things he did in the past. The definition of true love is not showing affection, but having a partner who sees you for you and is willing to stay by your side until all is well. I believe that people shouldn't give up on easy things because it's not their timing, but helping people takes time, and I will always help my prince because I know he will do the same for me. Although me and my prince are exactly 246.5 miles away, we are committed to this relationship more than ever, and someday I know we will be married and have our own family. This, I believe, is love.